Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo says spiraling crime in the oil-rich Delta is driving the current unrest. Participating in a radio phone-in program on Saturday, President Obasanjo announced that his administration has adopted what he called a carrot-and-stick strategy to deal with the growing crisis.
This problem in Niger Delta area is not a political problem. It is a criminality problem. What we are doing is essentially using the carrot to say, yes, people need job. What can we do to give them job? Some of them haven't got the type of education or any skill that can give them job. So we are saying, look, we will go for massive skill acquisition training. Then, after we have been able to do what we believe we should do to provide job, to train, to educate, then anybody who still persists in the act of criminality, we have himself to blame, because a stick will come into play.
Gunmen on Friday shot dead a Lebanese technician and kidnapped two Italian construction workers in separate incidents in Nigeria's main oil city of Port Harcourt. Kidnappings and attacks on oil facilities and personnel by local gangs are now frequent in the impoverished region, where some groups say they are fighting for more equitable distribution of oil wealth. President Obasanjo says the payment of ransom has become a huge catalyst for the unending spate of kidnappings.
They go and take hostages so that they can get ransom. And the ransom they take, when they finish using it, they take other hostages. We have told people, don't pay ransom. But when they have held their people for some time, they say, well, we rather pay ransom, get these people secure. But when you pay ransom this time, they will take more next time when they've finished spending what you have paid them. So it's a vicious cycle.
Nearly 60 foreigners have been kidnapped in the Niger Delta since the start of this year, almost the same number of seizures in the whole of 2006. The targeting of foreigners in the world's sixth largest oil exporter has forced thousands of oil workers to quit the region, resulting in a cut in oil production of about 20%. Some analysts say political tension ahead of April's election is also contributing to the spiraling violence. Gilbert Ekaster for VOA News, Abuja.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。